The Northwest Transmission Line will extend the BC power grid 210 miles north of Terrace to a new substation at Bob Quinn Lake on Highway 37. That road runs up through the remote northern part of the province. Bruce Barrett, Vice President for Project and Program Delivery with BC Hydro, says field work has already started.
We will begin visible activities very soon, but we have completed the centerline survey. And we've completed the forestry and access road design work for the first 100 kilometers. And we expect to finish this fall. And major construction would start next year.
BC Hydro this summer awarded a contract to two companies to design and build the line. Work is expected to take 3 years and cost around $400 million. It's being funded by the private energy company AltaGas, the Canadian federal government, and BC Hydro customers. Barrett says there are three objectives in building the power line.
One is to connect new clean power sources in the Northwest, and there's one major project that's actually under construction at the Forest Kerr Hydro site. The second is economic development in general, especially to facilitate mining activities in the Northwest. And thirdly, it's to get some of the smaller communities off of diesel generation and onto grid-connected power.
Barrett says BC Hydro has a goal of running power lines to the community of Iskut, but does not have immediate plans to connect to communities farther north like Telegraph Creek or Dease Lake. Part of the power line will be crossing Tahltan First Nation land, and the Tahltans have approved an agreement with BC Hydro. That agreement outlines land rights, cash payments, and jobs the people of the area will receive. In addition, Barrett says BC Hydro has negotiated agreements signed with 6 of the 9 First Nation bands with lands that the line will cross.
And I have to say that the progress has been very good with the remaining bands, and we fully expect to reach mutually beneficial agreements with all 9 of the Aboriginal groups that are affected by this line.
BC Hydro has an agreement in place as well for power from a new hydro plant already under construction. The Forest Kerr project is on the Iskut River, which flows into the Stikine River. It's being built by AltaGas, a natural gas and electrical power company headquartered in Calgary. David Harris, company president, says construction started up last year on a remote camp that will be able to house up to 400 workers for the project.
We completed the camp in about March timeframe of this year, moved into occupancy, and about April timeframe of this year, we started with full-scale construction, which actually started with the excavation of the tunnels that are needed associated with the project.
That project will divert water from the Iskut down a power tunnel about a mile and a half long into an underground powerhouse. It will run through turbines and then be piped back into the river. Forest Kerr will have the capacity to generate 195 megawatts. That's several times larger than anything currently operating in southeast Alaska. AltaGas is also planning two smaller hydro plants on nearby tributaries, Volcano Creek and McClymont Creek. Total cost of the three projects and a power line connecting to the new transmission line comes in around $1 billion. Harris says the three hydro plants are good investments.
It's in keeping with the image of the company of providing clean, renewable energy to meet the demands going forward instead of traditional fossil fuel-based generation. And, you know, the quality of the hydro assets provide consistent, stable returns with respect to what we put out to our investor community.
AltaGas wants to have Forest Kerr up and running in 2014, with the two smaller projects coming online in 2015 and 2016. The power line and new power plants will be bringing more affordable energy to a part of BC famous for its mineral resources. Mining companies are exploring the region and considering new development of some large precious metal mines. One project is located at Galore Creek off a tributary of the Stikine River. Two developers, Nova Gold and Tech Resources, say they want to decide on whether to go forward with that mine by the end of the year. Nova Gold's Greg Martin says the power line is a positive development for his company.
The terminus of that line would be the point where the Galore Creek project would tie into the NTL line. Access to reasonably priced power is obviously a critical aspect for the project because of its large-scale nature. it would be a significant power consumer. So that NTL line is very much a key part of the project development.
The Galore Creek mine has estimated construction costs of over $5 billion. If that mine and others in the region proceed, it will mean increased development in a relatively remote area. And that's a concern for Stan Tamandel, chair of the Friends of the Stikine Society, a charitable organization in the province.
That whole area is, you know, relatively pristine. It's a world treasure, not just a national treasure or a continental treasure. And the power line coming in and major mines being developed will change the nature of that country.
Tamandel is concerned about future mine tailings polluting salmon and crab grounds downstream and across the border in Alaska, and he thinks the development could lead to other road and power line construction. The AltaGas hydro projects and the Northwest Transmission Line could re-energize the push for an electrical connection across the border. The company Alaska Hydro is pursuing development of a hydroelectric power plant in Thomas Bay, north of Petersburg, and wants to see a power line connection across the border. Company president and CEO Doug Bishop agrees the new power line and projects in BC increase the chance for that possibility.
The more players there are, the more economy of scale there is, the more interest there is, the more business is inclined to get involved.
Roughly 60 miles separate AltaGas's hydro projects from the Tyee Lake hydroelectric plant in southeast Alaska's Bradfield Canal and power lines that connect to Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.